Okay, here it is, William. Hey, it's Daddy O. Ed, guess what I have? I have the last chapter of the Solar Hat. And the name of this chapter is something like Robots Back on Top or Robots Win the Day. I'm still thinking of that one, but it's been taking me a while, but here it is. If you can remember back so far, when we left you with the last chapter, Squeaky Toy Robot, Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot, had just discovered three robots in a row. A robot that did lawn work, a security robot, and then a hotel robot. And each one had taken video of the ninja kidnapping them. Oh, those ninja, they just don't even worry about what they're going to do. But he suddenly dawned on him that he was kidnapped the same way. And he said, "We got to get out of here. We got to go." And he started to lead the robots out the door. Oh, there were dozens. I don't know how many robots there were. I wasn't able to count them. But there were maybe 1, 2, 3, 30, 40 robots. Oh, they all followed him out the door. There were lawn robots, lawn maintenance robots. There were car robots. There were security guard robots, a couple of them. They were big security guard. And then some hospitality robots. They were there. And then on top of it were the little puppy dogs. There were the robo dogs that were barking around him. Whoop, whoop. There were a couple of robots that were walking holding taco robots. Taco robots can't walk, but they were going along anyway. It was a lot of robots, and they headed out to the loading dock, through the storeroom, through the warehouse, past all the shelves of taco robots that hadn't been sent out, heading for the light. Well, meanwhile, you know that 3T had jumped in the truck with Tony Onesto and Kashikoi. And Kashikoi said, "I know where we have to go. We have to go to the docks." And Tony Onesto said, "No, wait, I'm not going back there. They'll get me." And 3T said, no, I need Squeaky Toy. We have to get Squeaky Toy back. He's in trouble. I talked to him. I talked to him last night. I talked to him, and he's in trouble. He's got all these other robots." They both looked at 3T and said, "What do you mean they've got all these other robots?" "They do. He has robots out the kazoo. They're all in this big storeroom." Tony said, "Well, there's a storeroom for broken robots. I mean, if we have a taco robot that comes back, we stick it there. You know, if we have a waffle maker robot that comes back, we stick it in there till they can fix it, because that's the fix-it room." T said, no, it's where they store all the stolen robots." Kashikoi and Tony looked at each other. "Stolen robots?" "Yes," said 3T. "They've been stealing robots just like they stole Squeaky Toy. We have to get there. Step on it." Oh. So Tony hit the gas and started going faster. Oh, lucky for him that Darius Dangerfish and Cornelius Whitefish weren't on the road ready to give him a ticket, because they were following them with Professor Talltale and with Mr. Nikiyoshi-san in the back seat, saying, "Hurry, hurry, hurry, we have to get to the loading dock, we have to get those kids." Darius Dangerfish said, "Well, how do you know they're back at that warehouse? We were there last night, and there was no robot that stolen. It was just pieces of robots, and they have R&D going up there, but we didn't see any little boy the way you have it. We didn't see him. "Well, go, we know he's there." Oh, so Darius Dangerfish put on his siren and took off. But you know, they were 10 minutes behind Tony Modesto. They weren't going to catch him unless they really, really went fast, which you really couldn't do because the roads weren't that big. So it was a chase. It was a chase. And did I tell you that Mr. Kusumoto-san, the big CEO of N-Squared RT, he was coming in because he wanted to know where his robot was, because he had heard when they captured the Ayatsuri Ningyo robot, he had heard that he was in the warehouse. Oh, I've got to go there right away. I've got to get there. And he jumped up, and he ordered his plane. He said, "Bring my plane around. I want to go." And he jumped in a helicopter and went to the airport, and he took off. Well, then, while he was in the air, he heard, but they can't find the robot now. Oh, the police are there. What are the police doing there? The police are looking. Oh, this is terrible. I have to get there. Hurry up. Fly faster. Well, the pilots can't fly faster than they're allowed to, but they took off from Calizonia, and they headed to Cascadia Regional Authority because they had to find that robot. Well. So Tony Onesto, Kashikoi, finally got to the NTR squared N Squared RT warehouse. And they pulled into the parking lot. And there were a whole bunch of trucks. And there were a whole bunch of guys on the loading dock. And they were loading the trucks and working. And Tony said, I don't know. I don't want to go back there. If I go back there, they're gonna get me again. I don't want to, because they were sending those ninja after me, and I don't want to deal with them. They're gonna get me. Kashi Koe said, I know, man. It's hard, man. I don't know. 3T said, well, I'm going. And you know what 3T did? Oh, 3T. He jumped out of the car and started running across the parking lot. Hey, kid, come back here. Hey, kid. So Tony Ernesto pulled into a parking lot space, and he jumped out of the car and went racing after 3T. 3T was racing up to the loading dock. Where's my robot? Where? I want my robot. Get me my robot back. And Kashi Koe was running up behind Tony, and they all three of them made it to the steps at the same time, because after all, 3T is only like 11, and they have longer legs. So they caught up to him, and 3T bounded up the stairs. All the guys in the dock said, hey, kid, what are you doing here, kid? Kid, get out of here. You can't be here, kid. Come on, go. Get off this dock. And then Tony Ernesto come up. Oh, and the men loading the dock, they knew Tony. They knew he was in trouble. They said, hey, man, what are you doing back here? You're going to be in a load of trouble if they catch you here. Man, they're looking for you all day yesterday. Oh, they were trying to help him out. They offered to hide him in a truck. Hey, we'll put you in a truck and hide you. Tony said, no, I got to get this little kid's robot back. Oh, at that moment, the doors to the warehouse opened. And who should walk out? Who should walk out? But Imi-san, chewing on a toothpick, and Suki-san, looking kind of, frail and tender, and Hidoi-san on his cane with an evil look on his face. Oh-ho, he said, Hidoi-san. Oh, the losers are back. Losers, you looking for your robot again? Ha, 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 you'll never find him. He's gone. Something happened. You took him. I think you took him. We better get him back from you. At that point, Imi-san, who saw Tony Ernesto. Tony, he took off. He was so angry because of the last time. And he said, oh, you, yeah. And he threw away his toothpick and he started to run towards Tony Ernesto. Oh, man, he was going to run to Tony. He was going to hit him. He was going to put him on the ground and punch his face in. That's how mad he was. So, old Imi-san, he gets mad easily. He was running. Well, this wasn't looking good for Tony. Tony said, oh, no. Oh, oh. And Kashi Koe stepped forward and 3T did what any red-blooded American or Cascadia Regional Authority kid would do. He tripped Imi-san. Oh! Oh, right on his face. Oh, Imi-san, you can have a boo-boo on the nose. Oh, he crashed right onto the dock. He was down and out. Hidoi-san said, hey, you can't do that to my buddy. And he walked forward, and in one motion, he pulled the robo-taser out of its cane, what looked like a cane, but it was really just a housing, and he made the taser Tony Ernesto. You can't do that to my buddy. And he pulled it out, and he put the taser right towards Tony. But before he could pull the trigger, before he could do anything but start to aim it, Kashi Koe stepped in. He slipped under his arm. He knocked his arm up. He took the robo-taser. He grabbed it out of his hand. And he said, hey, you shouldn't do that. And he pushed Hidoi-san back. And Hidoi-san started walking back and ran right into Suki-san, who said, oh, you ran into me. Oh, Suki-san. She looked like she lost her cat or something. Oh, Hidoi-san was so angry. He was so angry. Imi-san was picking himself up the ground. His nose was bleeding. He was so angry. This was going to be a ruckus. Oh, my goodness. This was going to be a ruckus. And then the doors opened again. And there stood Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot. 3T looked up and said, Squeaky Toy! And Ayatsuri said, 3T, what are you doing here? And he stepped out. And behind him came two big 7-foot high security robots. Boom, boom. They were his honor guard because they were going to take care of their little Ayatsuri Ningyo robot because, you know, none of those robots knew he was a robot. They figured he was a human. They came behind him. And then more robots started pouring out. And then landscaping robots and housekeeping robots. And then the two robo dogs jumped out. Woof, 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 and started bouncing around. Everybody stopped on the rolling dock. What's this? Where did these robots come from? How do these robots get here? Hey, what's these robots? And then Hidoi-san saw Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot and said, that's our robot. And Tony Ernesto looked at him and said, no, that's our robot. And 3T says, Squeaky Toy, you're my robot. Squeaky Toy looked at the situation and said, "This is not good. This looks like humans are hurting humans. I have to stop this." So he looked back at his robots and he said, "Robots! Robots! Surround the humans and keep them safe." Well, to a robot, you can't hurt a human being, of course, if you have the three laws of robotics, which every robot should have. So they all started moving forward. And each set of robots, maybe four or five robots, surrounded someone else. So then, all of a sudden, Imi-san found himself surrounded by security guard robots that were big. And Suki-san found herself surrounded by housekeeping robots that were very kind but wouldn't let her move. And Hidoi-san, well, Hidoi-san, without his robot-taser, was just an old guy. And he was surrounded by some landscaping robots that looked like they could cut him to pieces because they knew who he was. They'd seen his face. They had seen his face before. All of them had seen his face because all of them had tasted his robot-taser because he was the kidnap recovery team. And they surrounded. All of a sudden, there was nothing on the dock but robots. Robots everywhere. And everybody was surrounded. Even Tony Onesto and 3T and Kakashi Koi were all surrounded. And then I had Suri Ninja Robot said, 3T, 3T, where are you? 3T, come here. So 3T said, "I'm here, Squeaky Toy, but they won't let me go." And the Squeaky Toy said, "Oh, hey, let him go." So the robots opened up. 3T came running up to Squeaky Toy. Oh, he put his arm around Squeaky Toy. "Oh, Squeaky Toy, I missed you so much." He gave him a big old hug. And even Ninja Robot was a little bit touched. He said, "Oh, there's a human hugging me. Oh, I like this." And he gave him a big hug back. "Oh, this is great." And then on the side dock stepped, boom, boom, the heavy tread of Mr. Kusumono-san, the head of N squared RT, the Mr. Big of robotics, the Mr. Billionaire robotic man who knew everything and got everything he wanted. And with him was Mr. Kamakura-san, Hiyoshi Kamakura, Kashikoi's uncle. Because once Kashikoi ran away from him, he stayed there, and then Mr. Kusumono-san said, "Come here." So they both stepped onto the rope, the dock. And Kusumono-san looked down, and he saw Ayatsuri Ninja Robot. He said, "That robot, what's that robot doing here?" And everybody looked up at him. And 3T said, "Hey, this is my robot. He was stolen." Mr. Kusumono-san said, "I don't think so. He's in my warehouse. He's my robot. What are you doing here? And you," and he looked at Kashikoi, you're the thief. You're the one. I know you. We should be putting you in jail right now or sending you back to Japan." And then he looked at Tony. "Oh, Tony, I was kind enough to give you a job here." Well, he hadn't given him a job here. Kusumono-san just bought the company. He didn't know he was working here, but Kusumono-san's kind of full of himself. He said, you're done. You're going to jail. Oh, all of you, give me back those robots. You're trespassing. We're going to call the police. We're going to get you." Well, Kusumono-san was working himself up into a lather. He was so angry. He was spittering. There was foam coming out of his mouth. You could think if he'd had a bamboo stick, he would have whacked everybody. He was so angry. He was so mad. He was so surprised when a police car came roaring into the parking lot. "Oh, my goodness, I forgot about Darius Dangerfish and Cornelius Whitefish and Mr. Ninkyoshi-san and Professor Talltail." And the car came roaring right up to the dock. The loaded dock screeched. The two Cascadia Regional Authority police officers walked out and they said, Hey, what's going on here? What are all these robots doing in here? What's going on here?" And Mr. Ninkyoshi-san climbed out, and he looked up and he saw Ayatsuri Ninja Robot. And he said, "Ayatsuri Ninja Robot, my Ninja Robot, what are you doing? You're here. And Dr. Tall Tree cut out. "Oh, Dr. Tall Tail said, this is my Squeaky Toy. Squeaky Toy, what are you doing here? What are all these other robots?" And then, Mr. Ninkyoshi-san spotted Kusumono-san. And he looked at Kusumono-san, and he said, you, Kusumono, I know you, Futeki Kusumono, you are a robot thief, you stole my robot." "Oh, Kusumono-san said, I did not, I don't know what's going on here, how did these robots get here, I don't know anything about these robots." And then Professor Talltail said, "Oh, you did. We know you did, because those three tried to steal the robot three times in a row and then came to tell us about it and said they were told to steal them." "Oh, that couldn't have happened." Kusumono-san turned around to Hiyoshi Kamakura. Uncle Kamakura, Uncle Hiyoshi, he was a nice guy. He was kind of pudgy. He was having a good life in Red Soft. He didn't know anything about stealing robots. He was an accountant. He just checked the money, made sure the money came in and came out all the time. Kamakura said, What robots? What robots? And Kusumono said, You set these guys up to steal my robot. This robot. You're the one. Oh, dear. They were getting into a big battle, a big fight. Oh, Darius Dangerfish and Cornelius Whitefish, they were like, what's going on? They're really yelling loud. Oh, everybody was starting to talk. Oh, everybody was up. None of the ninja could move because they were surrounded by robots. Tony couldn't move. Kachikoi couldn't move. He was holding the robo-taser. He couldn't move. He was surrounded by robots. Kusumono-san couldn't get close to him because the robots were in the way. And they couldn't get up on the loading dock because there were robots on the steps. It was a mess. What was going to happen? And then Ayatsuri, Ningyo Robot, had been thinking all this time while they were arguing and yelling, doing human things. He said, this has got to do something. I got to do something. So what he did was he went into his big brain, his head. Well, as you know, he has been, already has a VPN, and he has Wi-Fi set up, and he has cellular set up, and he has all sorts of things for wireless communication set up. And he said, I wonder if I can send a, And he started putting his wireless on, and he started snooping. Now, the police have what's called a scanner, a police scanner. And with that scanner, they can scan every frequency that's on a radio station or on a cell phone or on any other type of communication device because they can go through all the frequencies. Some frequencies, it's against the law to go to, but the police can go there. So he listened to all the frequencies, and he started to pick up the frequencies on the police communication device. And in the car, in the police car, there was a little video screen, and there was a laptop, and the police could look things up when they were talking to somebody. And then he started picking up phones, and he picked up their phone numbers. And he thought, let me try this. He stopped. All around him, everybody was still yelling, you stole my robot. Oh, come on, let me get a touch of you. I'm going to wrap you up. Hey, no. They were all babbling. Oh, they were all yelling. They were talking. All right, Siri, Ninja Robot went totally still. And then everybody's phone started ringing. Ring, ring, ring-a-ling, 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 ring-a-ling. Right? Tony reached into his pocket to look at his phone. Kashikoi looked at his phone. The ninja picked up their phones to look at him. The two mounted police officers looked at their phones. Mr. Nagiyoshi-san took out his. Dr. Talltree took out his. They were both looking at the phones. And then, a little video played. Professor Talltale said, what's this? Mr. Nikiyoshi-san said, what's this? What's happening? And there on the video were the three videos the squeaky toy had watched while he was looking, going over to the robots that had been incapacitated. And there were the videos that shows the robots coming in and seeing a crying Suki-san, my kitty's in the tree. And then Imi-san lounging around looking mean. And then, as they looked up in the tree, as I get hit with Hidoi-san's taser. Zap. And they saw it once. They saw it three times. They saw it again. Kusumono-san. Now, Kusumono-san's a smart one because he is a villain. He's a smart one. But he looked up from his phone and he looked at Hidoi-san. Well, you know, as soon as Mr. Kusumono-san had come in, Hidoi-san and Imi-san and Suki-san had all breathed a sigh of relief. Said, oh, good, we're going to get out of this because here's our man. Here's Mr. Kusumono-san. He's going to save us. So they kind of relaxed, and they were waiting for everything to turn out to their benefit. But Mr. Kusumono-san, he looked right at Hidoi-san, and he said, him, he's the one. And then Suki-san, she was in the videos too. And that one with the toothpick in his mouth, he was in the, they're the ones that are stealing the robots. They're the robot thieves. Well, the two Cascadia mounted police looked up from their phones and they recognized the three ninja. They said, yes, you're the ones we saw on that video. You're the ones we saw in that video. You're the ones who stole these robots. Mr. Kamakura-san, he had no idea what was going on. He said, Nephew, what's going on? Kashikoi said, Uncle, don't worry. They've been stealing robots. They're trying to figure out who actually stole them. And then I had Sir Ningyo Robot stood up. And he started to talk. And he started to say, they're the ones that stole me. They're the ones that took me. They're the ones, but. If you remember, poor Ayatsuri Ninja Robot has been in a dark storeroom for a day or two or however many hours he's been in there. There hasn't been a lot of light. He had his solar cap on, but his solar hat doesn't work if there's no light. And so guess what? Right when he was going to stand up and say something, he fell over. Oh! Well, you know, everybody in the dark. I mean, they think this kid's a little kid. Not the ninja. They know he's a robot. And Tony and Kashi know he's a robot. And Kusumono-san knows he's a robot. Kamakura-san doesn't know he's a robot. He looks like he's a little kid. And then all the workers in the dark say, hey, that little kid! The little kid fell! Oh, we got to take care of the little kid! 3T. 3T said, no, I have it! No! And he jumped down right next to Ayatsuri Ninja Robot. And what did he do? He reached in under his overalls and he started turning the hand crank to tune him up. Whoa, we gotta crank him up and get him juiced. And he started cranking as hard as he could. And everybody said, What? What are you doing to that little kid? Mr. Nagiyoshi-san said, that's not a little kid. That's a robot. And Mr. Kusumono-san stopped talking because now it was clear, it's a robot. And Mr. Kamakura-san said, that can't be a robot. That doesn't look like anything we make. We make taco makers and waffle makers. That can't be a robot. And Kashikoi looked at his uncle and said, Uncle, it is. It's one of Mr. Nigiyoshi-san's robots. Mr. Nigiyoshi-san said, yes, that is my Ayatsuri Ningyo robot. And I won the award for robotics given by Professor Talltree last year. And my robot has been working with Professor Talltree and he was stolen. Stolen by those three. Well. Darius Dangerfish, Cornelius Whitefish looked up, said, yes, we think we should make an arrest. This is an arrest. This is, you've been stealing. And then Ayatsuri Ninja Robot stood up again. He looked at 3T and said, oh, thank you, 3T. Oh, sumimasen. Oh, you're so good to me. Arigato gozaimasu. And he looked around and he looked at the ninja. And he said, all these robots, he pointed to each of the robots, all these robots have been stolen so they can be reverse engineered. And then this man, and he pointed to Mr. Kusumono-san, can make money off them. Oh, Kusumono-san. Oh, I would never do a thing like that. Oh, that's it. It's them. And it's Kamakura-san. They were pointing fingers everywhere. And Ayatsuri Ninja Robot said, no, I think it was these ninja that was doing the stealing, but they were told to steal by someone else. Well, William, we got to think a second. This is a little robot. This is a little robot who's basically a robot. You tell a robot what to do, a robot does what it's supposed to do. Robots don't think, do they? But because of all the extra software that Mr. Nigiyoshi-san had put into Squeaky Toy, Squeaky Toy was starting to think. He was adding two and two, putting them together and saying, here's what comes out. Well, that was part of the fuzzy logic capabilities that Mr. Nigiyoshi-san wanted him to have, but he hadn't been able to train him. And besides, he just updated all the software. How is he doing this? How is he coming to these conclusions? And little Ayatsuri Ninja Robot said, and these robots have been stolen, and they're all kept here, and there are hundreds more in the storeroom. I just couldn't fix them all. That's when Mr. Nigiyoshi-san looked at his robot and said, what? You fixed these robots? And the Ayatsuri Ninja Robot said, oh, sumimasen. Hi, yes, Mr. Nigiyoshi-sama. Yes, I fixed them the best I could, just as you'd want me to. And they're all sort of working now, but they're all traumatized because they were hit with, and he pointed to the Robotaser that Kashikoi was pointing. Yeah, they were hit with that. Oh, let me look at that. So Kashikoi handed the Robotaser over to the police. The police took a look at it, and then he pulled the trigger. Big arc of electricity came out of the under. Oh. So then they went in, and they said, you stay here. And the two mounted police went in. The robots kept everybody there. They couldn't move. And when they came out, they had ashen looks on their faces. They said, "Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. There's a storeroom back there that's almost the size of the warehouse. And it's full of robots. And none of the robots say N squared RT. None of them are from Nippon Noro Robotics Technologies. They're all from different technologies. They're all from different places. There's hotel hospitality robotics. There's tracker bots. There's Cyber Lawn Care Incorporated. There's Robo Security. There's all sorts of robots back there." Oh, Mr. Kamakura-san said, "Oh, no, not, no." Oh. And you know what he did? He looked at the supervisor and he looked at him and he said, "You, what have you been doing with this warehouse? How have you been holding these?" And the supervisor said, I don't know. They just came in a truck and I was told to put them in the back. I don't know." Well, he didn't know. He didn't know because Mr. Kusumono-san had a secret R&D department up in the top floor that only got there through the back elevator, and they came down the back way to get the robots. And nobody knew about it. They kept it very quiet, very secret, but no longer. So Mr. Kamakura-san said, "All right, you," we looked at the supervisor, you have your team find each of these companies. I want them here in the next week to bring their robots back. And you just tell them that for some way or other, we got them mixed up and they got here, they can have them back. I want that storeroom cleared." Well, Mr. Kamakura-san, finally, you step forward. Mr. Kusumono said, he looked at his watch. He said, I think I have to get back to San Diego. So he disappeared. Huh, where'd he go? Well, I can tell you where he went. He went straight to the airport where he could get out of Cascadia Regional Autonomy so they wouldn't arrest him. So he went back. He disappeared. And the two policemen looked at the ninja and said, "We're going to arrest you for stealing robots." Oh, and they did. They arrested the three ninja. Then they looked at the supervisor and said, "You, we're coming back tomorrow to interview you. We want to know what's going on here." And they said, "Everybody else, this is a police territory. We're under investigation. You're going to shut this place down." And they did. They made them close up all the trucks. They made them stop. They couldn't move anymore until they'd done their investigation. Oh, well, that doesn't help. You know, that doesn't help the warehouse. They can't ship any taco robots, but that's what they did. And then they looked at Mr. Nigiyoshi-san and Professor Talltale and said, "Thank you so much. We think this is important because we had heard that there was something going on with robots, but we had no information. And you have helped us break up an incredible crime ring that we didn't even know about." "Oh, well, thank you," said Professor Talltale. "We appreciate it. Can we get a ride home?" "Oh, I'm sorry, we can't. We're not going that way. We have to report this." "Oh, well, now Mr. Nigiyoshi-san and Professor Talltale are kind of stuck." They looked up and Tony said, "Oh, Professor Talltale, Mr. Nigiyoshi-san, if you can fit in my truck, you're welcome to come. I'll bring you home." Okay. And then Kashikoi said, "I'll go with you too. I'll go with you because I want to meet this little robot." And 3T said, "Yeah, he's coming with me." Oh, so Aizuri Ninja Robot told all the robots, "All right, let the men go." And Darius Dangerfish, Cornelius Whitefish, arrested those three ninja and put them in the back of their car and took off to put them in jail. Yes, they're in jail. Oh! And Mr. Kashikoi took the robo-taser and he handed it to his uncle. And he said, "Uncle Hiyoshi, Mr. Kamakura-san, take this. This is a robo-taser. It's what they have been using, and it knocks out the operating system of a robot." Oh, he handled it very carefully. They said, "Okay, uncle, I'll see you again." And he took off with Tony, with 3T, with Ayatsuri Ninja Robot, with Mr. Nigiyoshi-san, and Professor Talltale all squished into his truck. Well, it's a good thing he had a back seat, but it wasn't a very big one. They all squished in. "Oh, we're going to go." And they took off. They took off down the road to bring 3T home. Behind him, they didn't notice, loped the two Robodogs. They followed. But on the drive home, Mr. Nigiyoshi-san started talking to Kashikoi. And he said, "Oh, you are Kashikoi Shujiki. Ah, you're the nephew of Mr. Kamakura-san." And Kashikoi said, "Well, Professor Nigiyoshi-san, yes, I am. I'm so sumimasen. I'm so good to see you. I wish we had better circumstances." And Mr. Nigiyoshi-san said, "Well, what are you doing working here?" And he said, well, I was sent from Japan to sit in the factory because they thought something was not right. And I was supposed to just keep an eye on my uncle. My uncle's a wonderful man, but, sometimes he doesn't pay attention to the right things. And he wasn't paying attention here. And I think we found what was going wrong. Oh, Mr. Nigyoshi finds that back. I said, well, I was really impressed at the way you work this. What do you think? Would you, how would you like to work for me? Kelsey Kobe said, what do you mean? Well, I'm at the point where I'm going to start opening up my little Ayatsuri Ninja robot company, and I need somebody to help me. I need somebody who knows robots and knows the industry and is pretty smart. What do you think? Kashikoi said, well, I don't think I'm going to have a job anymore at NTR Squared. No, I don't think so, but you can have one at Ningyoshi Robotics. Oh, well, that'd be great. That'd be great. Ningyoshi Robotics. Oh, I'd love to. When do I start? Mr. Nigyoshi-san said, tomorrow morning. Well, Tony's driving along. Tony's saying, oh, good for you, Kashikoi. I'll miss you, though. Kashikoi looked at Tony and said, Tony, you don't have a job at Nippon Neuro Robotics Technologies either, do you? Tony thought about it and said, probably not. No, I don't have a job, do I? No. So Mr. Nigyoshi-san said, oh, and Tony, what do you do? So Tony told him that he worked on the loading docks and he was going to school and he was trying to get his degree and what he wanted to do. Mr. Nigyoshi-san said, oh, a bright young boy trying to work his way up. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll hire you too. You can be director of marketing and distribution. Tony said, huh? Yeah, you can. We'll do it. Oh, and they right then and there agreed to start a company, Ningyoshi-san, Ningyoshi Robotics. They were all so happy. Then Professor Talltree looked down at 3T. He said, well, 3T, good work. Good work getting back Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot. I'm proud of you. You are very brave to do that. 3T said, oh, thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad. But you still are going to be punished for lying to us in the first place. 3T, oh, no, Dad, no. What do I have to do? Do I have to clean my sister's room all the time? Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Please don't make me do that. Well, we have thought of a different punishment for you. What? Oh, no. What, Dad? What? Do I have to do homework all the time? All the time? Well, son, you are going to do some homework. That's true. But we've decided that Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot needs training. And he needs training in a way that is very, very human-like. And one of the ways that he's going to be trained to make the best out of his software is to do some teaching. 3T said, huh? So, 3T, Squeaky Toy is going to teach you your math. And we're going to start basic on algebra, and then we'll go to calculus, and then maybe we'll go to synchronous mathematical equations, and then maybe a little physics to go in from there. And by that time, you'll be ready for some neuronics. 3T said, what? Well, Squeaky Joy is going to teach you. And we think by this time next year, you'll be all done with calculus and be ready to take some cyber neurotics courses. What? And that's what your punishment is. You got to learn. You got to pay at it, and you got to get there. Ningyo Robot looked at 3T. He said, it's okay, 3T. I'll have a fun time with you. We'll learn all the math together. Oh, so that's 3T's punishment. So he sat back and thought about that. And the two lads thought about having a new job. And Professor Nigyoshi-san was so happy to have his little Ayatsuri Ninja robot. Oh, he had his arm around him. He was stroking his little solar hat. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. And Professor Talltale was so happy to have this over with. They got home. They pulled into the driveway. Mr. Nigyoshi-san climbed out. Professor Talltale climbed out. 3T climbed out. Ayatsuri Ninja robot climbed out. Oh, and who came out but Dr. Tara Tomorrow Tool Talltale? Came out and said, Timothy, you're back. 3T, you're back. Oh, you have Squeaky Toy. Oh, you have Squeaky Toy. And she ran up and 3T said, oh, she's going to give me a hug. She's so glad to see me. And Professor Talltale was going to say, oh, she's going to give me a hug. She's so happy to see me. And Mr. Nigyoshi-san, is she going to give me a hug? She hugged Squeaky Toy. Oh, Squeaky Toy, I'm so happy to see you. And just as she was hugging him, into the yard ran the two robo-dogs. Woof, 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 woof. Jumping around on their six legs, their floppy ears going woof, 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 woof. Their tails wagging, wagging, wagging. Little Squeaky Toy looked at Dr. O'Toole Talltail. He said, Dr. O'Toole Talltail, they followed me home. Can I keep them? Oh, and that, my beautiful William, is the end of the story. I think they kept the robo-dogs too. Oh, and they did. And Timmy Tommy Toby certainly learned calculus, and he learned algebra, and he learned geometry along the way too. A little bit of geometry is always good for you. And he learned a little bit of electrical engineering, and he learned a little bit of piezoelectronics, and he learned a lot. He didn't know he would, but he did. And so did Squeaky Toy. And that's the whole moral of the story. Keep on learning, Mr. William. All right. You have a wonderful night's sleep. You give your little sister a big hug. You give your mama and dad big hugs. They're the best mom and dad in the world. And I will think up another story as soon as my brain gets its arms around it. Love you, William.